Good afternoon. You're listening to Verum Sports here on your Saturday afternoon, and it's a Christmas cracking Verum Sports today. And I love this festive period, not only for all the fun that it's usually associated, but because it's also the business end of the American football season. And as always, it is a pleasure to speak to our local American football team here in St. Albans. It is the mighty Hertfordshire Cheetahs, and their chairman, Andy Dickens, joins us again. Andy, happy Christmas and welcome back to Verum Sports. How are you?
Afternoon, Tony. Merry Christmas to you as well. Very well, thank you.
A top man, always looking forward to talking all things Cheetahs with you. But as I say, we are very much now in the business end of the season. And a few teams are over. It's done for them, but they could still cause upsets, as still so many teams dream of a playoff berth. And then, who knows, making it all happen come February, picking up the Super Bowl. So many teams still in contention. And at the moment, I know you're a Minnesota Viking. You are currently the sixth seed in the NFC, but it is very, very tight. What's your appraisal of the Viking season?
Overall, I think it's been a successful one. I suppose all you can ask for any team, and having been a Vikings fan, the many years of pain to have the team in the mix to make the playoffs is great. They sort of made me look quite good. I think when I last spoke to you just prior to the start of the season, I was quite hopeful that sort of bringing Gary Kubiak in as an assistant coach and implementing a kind of zone sort of running system to suit the kind of slightly smaller offensive line that hadn't been very good the year before. That's worked really well. So we've got Dalvin Cook, who's up as one of the leading rushers in the league. And the kind of play action that's come off of that seems to have sort of managed to buy our quarterback Kirk Cousins a bit more time to throw, and he's had a real step up from last season, where there was quite a lot of criticism around of him being a bit of a bust, as we paid him quite a lot of money to come to Minnesota as a free agent.
Yeah, his bank manager loves him. He's one of those that's still quite Marmite-like, isn't he? There's still questions of him in the clutch, but overall, you do have to give credit where it's due. A 9-4 record, and he's pulled through some big games. I know Dallas are currently playoff-bound, but that was a big win for Minnesota, where Kirk looked world-class. Ultimately, it is a QB league, and the question marks still remain. The question I've got to ask you: can Cousins put all of that away and lead you to the big one come February?
Well, I'd like to think so. I think certainly we've got an opportunity to do that. I think a massive thing would be our home form's been far better than our away form this year. So I don't think we've lost at sort of TC Bank Stadium, the Vikings. But however, we're currently sort of sitting behind the Packers. You've got the head-to-head. And I mean, in the first instance, we've got to make it. So the LA Rams are only one game back from us, the Chicago Bears. So we're in the sixth seed, which is the last of the kind of wild card spots, which means we'd have to go away from home all the way through the playoffs. And there's certainly some other teams in the NFC are looking really strong. Certainly the sort of San Francisco 49ers.
The mighty 49ers.
I think is sort of reaping the benefits of taking a longer term approach to sort of rebuilding under John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, and obviously like we lost a narrow game to the Seahawks, and I think obviously home advantage is quite key. So I think that, as I said, the how we finish December is going to be quite key to our chances in January.
Flipping focus across to the AFC, where Baltimore currently have the top seed. Everybody knows New England. A bit of criticism about Brady, but ultimately they are the team, defending champions and dynasty New England and all that. But Baltimore and Lamar Jackson becomes the first QB since Michael Vick to rush for over 1,000 yards in the season. He's everybody's favourite for MVP. With him at the helm, can Baltimore go all the way? And what is your take on the sensational season Jackson has enjoyed?
I think absolutely they can go the whole way. I think they're also, alongside what Jackson's done, I think under John Harbaugh, they're one of the absolutely best coached teams in the league. And actually, it's quite incredible that he was under pressure a couple of years ago. They've And obviously, there was a lot of talk about Jackson coming into the league, about whether his passing was good enough to match the running. And they've hence why there was quite a few quarterbacks in the first round. He was taken right at the end of the first round, taken ahead of him. But he's been absolutely sensational, and perhaps an indication to what the kind of future of the quarterback position is in terms of sort of the level of athleticism expected. But it's fantastic to watch, and certainly I think the AFC's as you sort of alluded to, really is opening up quite nicely for them. So I think the Patriots, while they've been on that kind of dynasty, they've certainly not been playing particularly well of late, and they've obviously lost the last two or three games. It's almost unheard of for the kind of Belichick in December. And I think is the Kansas City Chiefs, as good as and as spectacular as Patrick Mahomes looks playing quarterback for them, they've really struggled with kind of the run defense this year. And I think with the way the Ravens play with Lamar Jackson running the ball as well as throwing it, that probably matches up quite well for them. So I think the Ravens have got an excellent chance, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're number one seed. But here's the thing. As you rightly say, there's critique of Brady. But, you know, there always is, it seems to me. Everybody wants to rule them out. Everybody loves to hate them or just simply loves them. The bottom line is this. Nothing is won in December. And every single team, even the mighty 49ers, I will add, are not without flaws. And the reason the New England Patriots have this dynasty is that Belichick's perhaps greatest genius is that ability to key into that weakness and expose it. I tell you, honestly, people want to get the pencils out and the knives out and say it's over and done with. Until I see them out, I'll still have to say they are the team to beat, even though it hasn't been a glittering campaign by their glittering standards.
Absolutely. And I think if you look back, people were saying stuff, similar things at the start of last year, weren't they? And as you said, actually, what Belichick's absolutely great strength is, he also works out what the team's greatest strength is and finds ways of scheming to take that away from them. And you know, his record speaks for itself, really. He's the greatest coach ever, and the same with Tom Brady. Actually, he didn't play very well through great parts of the regular season, but actually when it really mattered, in the AFC Championship game against the Chiefs, he produced an absolutely sensational performance that rolled back the years when it mattered, which is and he's done it time and time again, which is obviously the questions we were talking about, whether other quarterbacks in the league, such as Kirk Cousins, have yet to sort of prove the ability to do that consistently. So, as you say, I would never I'd never rule them out.
Big games this weekend. Your Vikings travel to the Chargers. The Chargers are out in terms of playoff dreams, but always competitive. Really one of those teams that, you know, I just think with the right mix, they could be there or thereabouts. Tough one to go on the road to. You've said it yourself. Vikings this season have been home strong, away less so. Tough fixture, but you would be favourites, I would imagine.
We'd certainly be favourites, but I think it's a real potential sort of banana skin game. So in recent weeks, we haven't defended against the run particularly well. And certainly Melvin Gordon for the Chargers seems to have, after his sort of off-season holdout, it seems to have come back and really found his form in the last couple of weeks. And I think it's one of those sort of, I think, as you said, sort of trap games where it's... it'd be very easy of them to sort of look ahead to the big games coming up against divisional games, to coming up against Chicago and Green Bay to finish off the season, and to sort of look past this one. But certainly they're going to have to play well. And there's no easy games in the NFL. There's always players playing for jobs for the next year, and coaches the same. So certainly one they'll need to perform, as you said.
Another big one I want to talk about with you is the clash between Buffalo and the Steelers, the Bills, maybe the unsung heroes of this season, currently holding fifth seed in the AFC, travel to sixth-seeded Pittsburgh. But I've got to give massive credit to Mike Tomlinson, the coach of the Steelers. I think only the second coach all time to hold a winning record in each of his first 13 seasons in the league. A lot of criticism of him and his ability to manage egos and characters. But once again, they found that winning spirit based on an awesome defence. Buffalo-Pittsburgh's going to be a doozy this weekend.
Completely agree. And I think the Steelers, obviously what need to mention in is that they obviously lost their starting quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, at the start of the year. And actually, the sort of backup quarterback, if you like, the initial one, Mason Rudolph, I think has obviously come in and really struggled. And I think they were sort of one of the worst, really, offences in the league. And really a fantastic defence has carried them through. And obviously Tomlin's been brave enough in the recent weeks to bring in their sort of their Duck Hodges, as he nicknamed, as their third stringer, who's really as he described hasn't killed them, and it's allowed the offense to start to function. And as you say, I think Tomlin's a very underrated coach. He's done a fantastic job to have that kind of winning season, and certainly. And I think even actually some of the criticism of his management of sort of characters, when you look at what's, for instance, happened with Antonio Brown since he left Pittsburgh, actually perhaps he hasn't been given enough credit for how he managed some of those egos and personalities during the time that they were there.
Well, goodness me, Le'Veon Bell made me chuckle in the week, flewed up and killing it on the bowling scene, so to speak. But there we go.
Although wasn't it 2-4-5? So
yes,
score,
absolutely.
That's something to take from it.
Well, I did. But again, like you say, the egos in this league, credit to them, they're super athletes. They've earned the spurs and therefore justify it. But my goodness me, it is amazing. But by contrast, maybe that's another one of those reasons why New England Patriots are so consistently successful. I know they've taken on egos, but they've always become assimilated into that club first attitude, embodied for me in one of their first Super Bowls, where they bucked the trend, which now everybody does, as opposed to individual runouts, team comes on. And that's why I believe they are still the team to beat.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's that that sort of Belichick do your job mentality has become a bit of a cliche, but like a lot of cliches, they sort of have a lot of value and truth in them, don't they? I guess
absolutely.
And equally their players around sort of Slater, their special teams captain, a few weeks ago in a tight game blocks punts and stuff, and he retains other people like that perhaps other teams wouldn't retain for the value they offer to their particular positional groups as sort of defensive offensive players, but you know he finds value in all three phases of the game, as you say.
I tell you what, we could chat NFL all day, but so much to talk about in today's Verum Sport. And right now, as always, Andy, I want to bring it back to our local scene as you guys build up to April when the season gets underway. But such a wonderful community. I've loved chatting to Yaz, Great Britain's Yaz Kazoo, for the women's side of things. It was awesome last week to chat to Phil and the third-placed whole of the country youth program. All of that coming together in one big, almost shining light for American football here in St. Albans. Tell us what else is kicking off. What are the dates for the diary for the Mighty Cheetahs?
So I suppose we'll be starting our kind of senior football team. So we get our sort of campaign kicked off on the kind of 24th of April, but that's for the first, we start with in April and May with a series of away games. So we've got our first five away games of the season, but then in June, July, we come back home and it was on our website now, but we've sort of got five home games. We'll be running a sort of Armed Forces Day again to raise awareness. Quite a few of our players and our former sort of servicemen, men and women. So we'll be doing another day just to raise awareness and of their kind of sacrifice that they've made for their countries. So we did one last year that was incredibly successful and was sort of streamed on the internet. And we had quite a number of sort of local councillors and stuff come down and support. So we've got that going on. We're awaiting the sort of youth and junior fixtures, but again, we've had very, very good numbers for both, which we're delighted about. We've had about 9 or 10 players from our club be selected for the Great Britain Under 19 programme, which we're really proud of their achievement, and hope it will help develop them as kind of football players, getting that sort of exposure and stuff to additional coaching, and also this year we've also had for the first time we'll be entering a two flag teams, so we'll be entering for the first time a cadet flag team that starts with under 11s, so for kids between the age of 8 and 11, as well as the sort of normal under 14 team that have been entered in recent years, and the numbers of kids going up and doing the flag our numbers have increased dramatically. So the head coach Cliff Moles and his team of coaches have done a fantastic job with that. So we're delighted really that we're getting much younger people through to the club. Our women's team, the Hertfordshire Tornadoes, played their first tournament last weekend. Played some really good couple of competitive games, but they unfortunately for them, I think they were up against Birmingham and the London Warriors, who were for a number of years have been the strongest two women's teams in the country by sort of some distance. So unfortunately they lost both of those games, but there was a lot of things to be encouraged about, and they've got a further tournament down in Harrow that the Wembley Stallions are hosting in January, and I think we'd be sort of they're very sort of hopeful and confident of picking up their first couple of wins of the season there.
All just powerful things there. Great programme, both from the Cheetahs right through to the Tornadoes, and now even youngsters getting involved with the family Cheetahs attitude and infrastructure. It's wonderful. Tell us, Andy, website and best social media way to engage with you.
So if you want any information about any of our teams at the club, please email us at heartscheetahsaf@gmail.com. So that's heartscheetahsaf@gmail.com. You can find information on our website. That's www.hertfordshirecheetahs.com. And if you search Heartscheetahs on either Facebook, Twitter, Insta, or other sort of common forms of social media, we have sites there. So if you drop us a message on any of those forums, that somebody will get back to you and we'll be delighted to welcome you or give you any more information that you need.
I tell you what, Andy, it's always great to talk to yourself and all the wonderful members of the Hertfordshire Cheetahs family, I think is the best word. You guys, across the board, take it seriously. You're very professional, but you embrace it and you are ambassadors for the awesome sport of American football here in St. Albans. I want to salute you. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas once again, and good luck to your Vikings this weekend.
Thank you very much, Taylor, and Merry Christmas to you and to all your listeners, and thanks very much for having us on.
Hey, top man, have a good one. Thanks again, Andy.
Okay, thank you.